Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. The Oratory Garden is our delight. When we arrived, we knew little to nothing about gardening. Yet a large space demanded our attention and we slowly set about learning a new craft. We've since come to love it and continue to create a peaceful, reflective space for all visitors to enjoy. One of the first tasks was to prune the many overgrown trees. We discovered as we did so that this merely strengthened the remaining growth and ensured greater fruitfulness. The wood we removed, we seasoned for a couple of years before burning in our wood burner. The benefits of pruning are evident, but what of the parts that are removed? To end up as ash isn't inspiring. Interestingly, moving from the specific to the metaphor, here Jesus speaks of those who no longer choose to abide in Christ. I think this is a challenge we all face. Moments when we perhaps doubt our faith or blame God for the realities of our life. In a fractured world, choosing salvation does not risk-proof our mortal experience. We are subject to the anomalies of human existence in the same way as everyone else. Jesus is not some talisman by which I ward off bad luck. However, in Christ I can find the resolve and resilience to navigate my way through such anomalies. In doing so, I may discover some wood that is reducing my fruitfulness. This I can easily surrender to the pruning saw and cast it into the flames of destruction. Keeping it would merely reduce my fruitfulness as well as the fullness of joy which is God's gift to me. More problematic is walking away. This is my choice and a deliberate act of turning my back upon God. I've been tempted and got close to this myself on a number of occasions. Fortunately, I've managed to weather such storms and recover my sense of belonging. Yet if God is to respect our free will, God must give us permission to walk away. Failure to do so makes God a dictator, benevolent perhaps, but still a form of tyranny. So the tremendous responsibility that sits upon our shoulders is clear. Finding God when in deep distress and/or pain is exceptionally difficult. It is to walk the way of Abraham, Moses, Joseph, and Elijah. It is the way Jesus freely chose to experience life. And it's always the path that opens before us in times of trouble. As we enter into the God space today, making choices proves difficult. Most of us would like to live within the comforts of a life we're all familiar with. Yet what would be your choice when faced with a crisis, one that lies beyond your ability to control the outcome? Think ahead so you're well placed when such a crisis arises. Amen. I've come to realize that there are only ever two directions available to me, walking with God or walking away from God. Stationary is not an option. Please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday at 1 o'clock for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship, prayer, and one of your own testimonies. You can also join me for Be Still and Know throughout the week, but for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.